不是很像那样。圣诞快乐
，Merry Christmas。
You're not joyful。我知道在圣诞的时候有很多的事情发生。我们 children dismissed。
Children dismissed。
Yeah。You have your own joyfulness。我们来打开今天的经文。
Let's turn to the scripture for today。
这经文是我们熟悉的，上周牧师也讲到。
And this is a scripture that's been preached last week as well.
我就只请 Moses 牧师念英文，咱们中文就翻到马太福音的第二章。
So we'll read in English in Matthew chapter 2.
你们跟着一块来看。
Matthew chapter 2.
第二章的第一节到。
Okay. So Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 23. 2 verse 1.Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet.And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way.And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod...When he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem, and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more.But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee.And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth. Then that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene.
我们听到了上帝的话。
This is the word of God.
圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas.
这次非常荣幸能够跟奥兰多教会的众圣徒一同来敬拜我们的上帝，我们的救主耶稣基督。
It's an honor for me here to worship with OCCC to worship our Lord.
2018年这个世界上发生很多的事。
Many things have happened in 2018.
上帝更是在他的教会中，在他的子民的心中成就了很多。
And God has fulfilled a lot of things in the hearts of His people and His believers.
如果今年的年初元月一号的时候
，And the January of this year，
你能知道今天你人生中的大小事。
If you can know all the big and small things that happen in your life,
遇见不同的人，你的生死祸福
，or whether or not you've met different people, or your life and death,
甚至更多更多的事
，or even more things,
你会如何调整你的行动
？How will you adjust what you have done?
Think about it.
你想想一下。
我想你如果是华为这个公司的首席财政长官温婉周的话
，I think if you are the CFO of the company.
你绝对不会在温哥华转机过境。
You will not do anything in Vancouver.
我自己如果知道我上了中国政府的黑名单呢，我也不会再过境，经过北京，为了中国的缘故，我买了一个国航的票，在那里被拦截。
If I know that I'm on a blacklist in China, I wouldn't buy a flight to transit in Beijing.
把我送回香港。
Sent me back to Hong Kong.
是用我自己的机票。
And I've lost my own ticket.
所以我花了三个机票才能到中国，到巴黎跟师母一块去度假。
So I spent three tickets to get to Paris to meet with my wife.
劳命伤财吧。
It's a lot of time and money. If I knew,
就是我们说的，早知如此，何必当初呢
？It's just like what we say. If only I knew what.
但是其实作为人，大可不必这样。
But as human, we wouldn't live like that.
因为不知道明天如何，是人作为一个有限的人的一个福分，虽然是个遗憾。
Because even though it's regrettable, but it's a privilege as human to live in ignorance of what's going to happen.
因为作为有限的上帝的形象
Because as a limited image of God,
不知道明天是让我们来寻求掌管明天的主
And if we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, we'll seek after the sovereign Lord.
渴望知道自己也知道整个人类和这个世界的命运
And we will hope to know for the fate of this world and for ourselves.
因为有上帝是起初就指出末后之事的这位主
Because only the Lord knows from the beginning to the end.
征战不会永远不息的
And the war will not go unceasingly.
因为他知道
Because God knows.
所以当我们读到马太福音第二章的时候
when we read Matthew chapter 2,
这是连续的一个 马太福音第一章长长的耶稣基督的家谱
And it comes from a long genealogy in Matthew 1.
也是在耶稣受洗公开受洗之前的一段故事
And it's also a section of story before Jesus was baptized.
很长很长
It's very long.
里面的经文谈到他亚伯兰的后裔大卫的子孙
It talks about the a seed of Abraham, the son of David.
上个星期天牧师已经讲到他六年的年幼的生活第一次降临的时候并不是那么平安
And last week the preacher has preached that the life of his infancy is not so peaceful.
无论是希律还是整城的人
Whether or not it's Herod or the whole Jerusalem.
但是在这个第一章结束的时候请你注意马太福音第一章二十二节的时候有一句重要的话
But take note in chapter 1, verse 22, there's a very important verse.
是了解马太福音的一个宗旨
It's to understand the aim of Matthew.
他说这一切事成就要应验主借着先知说的话
And he says here, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet.
而在第二章我们刚刚读到的这段经文里有四次说到类似的话
And in chapter 2 alone, there's four times that this phrase has been repeated.
说他应验就是指的那个旧约中上帝借着众先知说的重要的事情。
And that is to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, important things.
在这个降生在马槽里的人身上实现了。
And this has been fulfilled in the nativity story.
虽然那时候耶稣还没做什么事儿，做一个孩子哈。
Even though Jesus was just an infant at that time.
大事都没做呢。
He has not done any great things.
但是上帝就借着马太说，我在古时就告诉你们列祖的预言。
But God, through Matthew, told them, I have written to you these things through the prophets long time ago.
有四五件事情已经在婴儿耶稣基督身上实现了。
And these several things has already been fulfilled in the nativity story.
所以上帝的意思就是说信我没错。
And so God is saying, trust me, I'm right.
所以为此你可以不一定知道这世界上许多的人和许多的事。
So even though you do not know a lot of people or a lot of things in this world,
甚至不知道你的明天如何照样可以活。
And you don't know what's going to happen to you tomorrow, you can live.
因为只要你认识这个真理的本身，启示这本书的作者上帝。
Because as long as you know the author of this book of life, God himself,
这本书的中心人物就是上帝的儿子耶稣基督他的足迹
and the central character of this book which is Jesus Christ and his footprints
你不光搞定了你的今生也搞定了你的来世
you do not only be in control of this life but also in the next as well
上周张牧师带领我们看马太笔下的耶稣降生
and last week we've looked at the birth of Jesus Christ
提醒我们要像三位这个东方的智者一样来朝拜这个圣婴
and reminding us like the wise men to come and worship him
不要效法谋杀者这个希律
don't be like the murderer Herod
更要从自己的不安中就是没有跟神和好的这种虚情假意中冷漠的最终出来
and we have to come out from our lukewarmness from sin of being troubled by this world
更要看见这个永恒的主在历史中掌权
but we are to look at this sovereignty of the Lord in control of humanity
我们今天的主旨是什么
and what is our aim today
如果说是应许成就的话
If we are saying that it's a fulfillment of the prophecy,
无论是困苦还是 快乐。
Whether or not in suffering or joy,
只有一个情感，一个举动是合理的，就是来敬拜他。
There is only one action that is appropriate,、
Amen.
That is to worship
Amen.
Him. Amen.
Do I see the worship?
我们要敬拜。
跟唱诗的诗班一样。
It's just like the choir.
在这段的经文里头，至少四次，直接的，一次间接的。
And in this section of scripture, there's four times, at least four times directly and once indirectly.
讲到新约怎么对旧约应验。
To say how the New Testament is fulfilling the Old Testament.
表明上帝是历史的主宰，也是护理者。
And it's to show that Jesus is the sovereign ruler of history.
所以我们单单要称颂他的伟大。
So we are to worship his majesty and greatness.
我们会仔细来看这五个记录。
We'll come and examine these five instances.
这个早期的应许和后来怎么样应验。
And this prophecies of old and how it was being fulfilled.
只有一个目的。
And there's one aim.
就是知道上帝是掌管历史的主。
That is to know that God is in control of history.
我们要笑到最后。
And we are to go to the end.
我们要把耶和华当得的荣耀归给他。
We are to give God the glory that he deserves.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们来看上帝是信实的。
And let's look at the first one, that the faithfulness of God.
因为将来有一个犹太的王从伯利翰生出来。
Because there will be a king that will be born in Bethlehem.
如果用今天的话说，这个大叙利做王的时候，看见三个博士从伊拉克来。
And if you, in today's word, when the great King Herod see that these wise men came from Iraq,
要寻宝找这个新生王。
They are here to look for the newborn king.
他急急忙忙就找他当时的执掌团和他的专家。
So he looked for his counsel and his professionals and his days.
祭司和民间的文士，民间的人都发动了。
And the scribes and the chief priests and even of the people, scribes of the people.
所以他第五节和第六节就回答出来了。
So verse 5 and 6, they replied.
他说在犹大的伯利恒，因着有先知记着说。
And in Bethlehem, Judea, for so it is written by the prophet.
犹太地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大的诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从那里出来。
And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
熟悉圣经的人知道，这是来自旧约的先知诗，这个弥赛亚的预言，在第五章里。
And those who know the Old Testament know that this comes from the prophet of Micah in chapter 5.
他说：“伯利恒呢，以法他，你在犹大诸城中微小，将来必有一位从你那里出来的，在以色列中为我掌权。”
And it says that, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, even though you are the least among Judah, you are by no means least, because from you shall come a ruler.
翻译有点小的差别，就是牧养跟掌权是一回事。
And so, there's a slight difference because ruling and shepherding is a little bit different.
你们熟悉诗篇二十三篇。
If you know the Psalms 23,
他用他的杖，他用他的杖和竿安慰我。
He uses his staff and his rod to comfort us.
这个王，这个牧者是一个君王。
And this shepherd is the shepherd king.
所以在这里头开始谈到这个弥赛亚，这个君王要从伯利恒出来，就是大卫的城出来。
And so this king, this Messiah king, will come from Bethlehem, the city of David.
大卫支派中要出一个最伟大的王，是要在这个小城市里出来。
And in David, there will be a great king from his line coming from this small town.
如果你再往前看的时候，先知这个弥迦是知道在创世纪的那个预言的。
And if you look further in Micah, you know that he knew about the prophecy in Genesis.
以色列的鼻祖雅各这样祝福犹大。
And the Jacob has blessed Judah in this way.
他说龟必不离开，龟不离开犹大，杖必不离开他两脚之间，只等到平安，就是细罗来到，万民都归顺。
And the staff and the rod will not leave Judah until peace and righteousness become upon his people.
说这个以色列王来的时候呢，平安就来了。
So when this Israelite king comes, peace will come with him.
结果就是什么呢？当时罗马的第一个皇帝奥古斯都。
And so what happened then? The first Roman Emperor Augustus.
他要决定做人口普查。
He wanted to do a demographic consensus.
每个人都要回到自己的原籍去。
Everybody has to return to their own town.
而怀孕的玛利亚和约瑟这时候必须从老家，他的这个拿这个拿这个拿拿对拿。
拿
撒勒要回到自己的老家去。
So Joseph and the pregnant Mary has to return from Nazareth back to Bethlehem, their old town.
结果耶稣就在伯特利降生了。
And so, Bethlehem. And so Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
这是应验之一，对不对？这不是偶然。
So this is a fulfillment of prophecy. It's not a coincidence.
不是巧合。
It's not a coincidence.
是上帝亘古不变的计划和他的护理。 借着这个王外邦的王做事。
It's the providence of God from His prophecy of old through the works of this foreign king.
这是为什么说我总结这个经文的时候是突出上帝对他立约百姓的说话算数信实。
And this is why I conclude this message is the faithfulness of God towards His people.
从几千年前亚伯拉罕的后裔雅各本人开始应许。
But it's just several thousand years ago from Jacob, the seed of Abraham, from him.
所以你想想有多少的因素可以拦阻耶稣不降生在。
There are so many factors that can prevent Jesus from being born in Bethlehem.
但是耶和华纪念他的约成就。
But the Lord remembers His covenant to fulfill it.
那对我们意味着什么呢
？So what does it mean to us?
当上帝在基督里对新约的应许是什么呢
？So what does it mean in the New Testament in the fulfillment of the promise?
保罗有句话说，在耶稣基督的应许都是真，都是 yes， 都是 amen。
And Paul has says that all the fulfillment promises is yes and amen in Christ.
可以大概来说，百分之九十都已经实现了。
And even 90% of it has been fulfilled.
也就是说，上帝的儿子耶稣基督已经得到天上地下所有的权柄。
And that is to say, Jesus, the Son of God, has received all the authority in heaven and on earth.
他在他教会中掌权，信靠他的人已经在基督里跟他和好了。
He reigns supreme in His church, and those who believe in Him has been reconciled to God.
和平的福音给了你我。
And the gospel of peace has been given to you and I.
但是还有百分之十没有成就。
But there are still 10% has not been fulfilled yet.
比方说，信靠他的人虽然罪已经赦免
，For example, those who believe in him, though their sins are forgiven,
我们的完美还没有到达。
But we're not perfected yet.
这个世界仍然在败坏中攻击他的教会。
This world is still in the corruption of sin, attacking his church.
你仍然要面对你的亲人去世。
And you will have to face with the passing away of your relatives.
今天见到 Judy 的时候，她说：“牧师，你辛苦了。”
And today, when I met Judy, she said, "Pastor, you're tiring."I thought that she's more exhausted than I am.
公司要裁员。
And those who will be laid off in the companies.
你有没有做过噩梦说西门子关闭了我们教会的四位长老都消失了。
Have you had a bad nightmare before that Siemens might close down and all our four elders will lose their job?
我们婚姻会面临挑战。
And our marriage will have difficulties.
复杂的人际关系。
And this messy relationships that we have with others.
你可以罗列很多很多。
And you can have a list of long list of troubles.
但是第六节结束的说，这个犹太的君王要牧养或者要治理他的百姓。
But the end of verse 6 says, this ruler will shepherd his people Israel.
如果你是信靠这个犹太人的耶稣基督做王的，他的杖和杆都安慰你。
If you believe in this Judean King Jesus Christ, his staff and his rod will.
上帝是信实的。
God is faithful.
除此之外，我说整个圣诞节的一个核心是敬拜的真理。
Now, other than this, I say the core of Christmas is the true of worship, truth of worship.
外邦人把他珍贵的礼物献给了以色列末后的君王。
And Gentiles have given their precious gift to the eschatological king of Israel.
虽然学者们都认为马太福音的原本主要的读者是犹太的读者。
Even though most scholars will agree that the original readers of Matthew are the Jews.
即使马太也是带着万族万民的视野，包括我们这些外邦人。
But Matthew also writes with a perspective towards the Gentiles as well, like us.
罪人如何得到拯救？真真敬拜宇宙的真神。
And it is to truly come to worship this King and how we can be forgiven of our sins.
马太在他第一章里头就埋下很多的伏笔。
And Matthew in his first chapter has given us plenty of hints.
以至于到二十八章的时候，大声疾呼你们要去是万民做的门徒。
And in chapter 28, he says that go and make disciples of all nations.
你还记得在耶稣的家谱里有外邦的女子妓女拉合？
You remember that in the genealogy of Jesus, there are foreigners like Rahab, the first prostitute.
我在香港的时候，有人就带我们到妓女那边去看，他们带到妓女那边传福音的人跟我们分享。
And when I was in Hong Kong, there are people who brought me to see how they preach the gospel to the prostitutes.
还有路德雅这个摩雅人，受咒诅不可能进到圣殿中敬拜的人。
And there is also Ruth, a Moabite, who is not possible to come into the temple of God.
我们这些人一样的。
We are Gentiles too.
但是我们现在知道进到至圣所里来敬拜他。
But we have come to the most holy place to worship him.
表达在上帝的计划他的护理中让肉身的耶稣基督家谱里加入了什么呢
？What does it mean to include all these people in the genealogy of Jesus Christ?
加入外邦人的血统。
Has put in the blood of the foreigners.
罪人的血统。
In the blood of sinners.
没办法朝见他的人的血统。
Those who were not able to come near to him.
借着耶稣基督降生，这个拦阻要被。
Through the birth of Jesus Christ, this barrier will be removed.
所以这三个东方的智者
，So this wise man from the east,
见到这个盼望的时候
，When they saw this hope,
他献上最珍贵的礼物
，They gave their most precious gifts.
所以我们刚刚读到第十一节
，In verse 11, we have read,
跟人的信进来以后呢，就进了房子，见了小孩子耶稣基督和他的母亲玛利亚，就夫妇拜那个孩子。
So going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him.
揭开了宝盒，拿出了黄金、乳香和没药献给他。
And they offered their gifts, the gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
我在香港碰到我一个朋友。
And in Hong Kong, I met my friend.
他没有信主，是一个作曲家。
He has not believed in Christ yet. He's a composer.
我带他去一个教会。
I brought him to a church.
那教会刚开始职堂，为就是这个香港有300万说普通话的人职堂。
So they just started a church plan for all the people who speak Mandarin there.
然后呢，他还就参加这个圣诞晚会，糊里糊涂就唱这个三个格博士，因为他是歌声不错的作曲家。你唱这个第一段，然后诗班唱第二段。
So he was there muddle-headedly, but he sang the three wise men, three wise kings.
他就开始问这个故事咋回事。
So he asked about the story about these three wise men.
我们就有机会跟他讲福音。
So we had a chance to share the gospel with him.
因为其实旧约里头有很多的地方论到。直接论到外邦人如何敬拜耶和华的场景。
And there are in Old Testament many instances where how the Gentiles have come to worship God.
是个预言，比如说以赛亚书第二章。
It's a prophecy, for example, in Isaiah chapter 2.
他第二章二节就是说到了，就是耶和华的山必立定之后呢，万民都要流归这山，必有许多的国民前往来说，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各上帝的殿。
And in chapter 2, it says that many people shall come to this mountain, and come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, from all nations.
雅各的圣殿
is the house of the God of Jacob.
但是这个三个博士现场景的，我觉得更相关的经文呢，是诗篇的七十二。
But the scripture that most fits these three wise men is Psalm 72.
他说在七十二的十节里就说到，他是和海岛的王要进贡。
And in Psalm 72:10, it says, May the kings of Tarshish and the coastlands render him tribute.
所以这个王要献礼物, huh?
So the kings will give him gifts.
到了以赛亚书的六十章的六节,
in Isaiah 60, verse 6,
他几乎描述这个三个博士的场景。
And it is almost a description of this wise man.
他说成群的骆驼并米甸和以法的毒骆驼要必拦, 叫必斩满你。
And it says here,
就是很多骆驼要来到这个锡安山。
A multitude of camels shall come over you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah from Sheba shall come to Mount Zion.
对，这个十八人来了以后，他说要奉献上什么？黄金、乳香，要传说耶和华的赞美。
And what will they give? They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord.
你可能嘀咕，这怎么会是预言呢？
And you ask, how can this be a prophecy?
这好像就是一些词汇的描述而已。
It seems like it's just some description.
我们作为现代的人，很容易把上帝的预言和应许当成今天的天气预报，下雨还是晴天。
As a modern reader, we think of prophecies kind of like weather report, whether or not tomorrow is going to be rainy or sunny.
其实预言和成就在圣经中特别有一个更广泛的表述。
But prophecy and fulfillment has a greater and broader description in the Bible.
他们最初有一个模型。
At first, there's the model of it.
这个模型会不断的展现
and this
不断的展现
This model will continue to develop and manifest itself.
所以这个象征的意义上来说，真的是有从外邦人的人带着这种东西来朝见新圣王。
So symbolically, there really are foreigners, Gentiles, who come to this king with their gifts.
教会的历史也表明这个敬拜奉献在不断的扩大。
And the history of the church has seen that this worship and offering continues to expand.
一直到他再来。
Until the time of his second coming.
我知道今天我们好像敬拜的时候中间有点乱哈，我们找不到这个袋子哈。
So today in the worship there is some kind of chaos. We couldn't find the offering bag.
没有关系。
It's okay.
因为我今天都不用这个了，我直接用电脑来奉献。
Because today I may not be using this. I give by the computer.
但是仍然是奉献。
But it is still an offering.
因为上帝在我们中间。
Because God is in among us.
所以敬拜究竟需要什么呢？
So what does worship truly mean?
献上你自己和你最珍惜的。
Is to give yourself and the most precious to you.
这个三个智者提醒我们要把敬拜的东西，不是，要对这个敬拜，受敬拜者的尊贵和敬拜的礼物要相对应起来。
And this wise man teaches us that the worship, the thing that we bring to worship and the worshiper must be equal in the value, in the worth.
但是当敬拜的对象是上帝宇宙万物的拥有者、赐予者的时候，你怎么给他？
But when the one that you worship is the creator of all things, what can you give to him?
时间。
You can give him your time.
金钱。
You can give him your money.
才干。
Your talents.
但我真认为最宝贵的礼物是生命。
But I think the most precious gift is our life.
昨晚上预备讲章的时候，就不断看到这个秋雨深约。 来消息。
Last night, as I was preparing this, I keep reading about the news.
小组敬拜都非常困难。
And it's very hard for them to have small group gatherings.
这22个小组大概只有十几个能够聚集。
And 22 small groups, only 10 plus of them could gather.
700多个人受不同程度的监视。
And the 700 people of them have different levels of monitoring.
如果你继续参加秋雨圣约的聚会，打击会升级的。
And if you continue to attend these gatherings, they will continue to be oppressed.
预派的说，这个24小时是小事儿。
And they will have 24-hour monitoring on you.
Go to the police station.
Oh, go to the police station for 24 hours.
失去工作，钱回老家。
And they might lose their job or their houses.
也有人软弱恐慌。
And there are people who are weak and panic.
但是圣灵仍然与这些人同在。
But the Holy Spirit was with them.
比方说有一个婚礼举行。
For example, there was a wedding that occurred.
王毅牧师在监狱里没法出来。
And Pastor Wang Yi was in the prison.
有一个年轻刚刚毕业的传道人开始讲道。
And there is a young preacher just graduated started preaching.
他已经被监视了一个星期了。
He's been monitored for a week.
他们的诗班跟我们一样穿戴整齐。
And their choir is just like us.
还有一位没有受洗的弟兄，他已经绝志了。
And there was a brother who has not yet been baptized, though he has professed his faith.
妻子因为涉嫌非法经营，就是做管理我们图书馆。
And because his wife was charged with unofficial business, she was in charge of the library.
然后呢，他走惯了陈州所有的拘留所，都没有找他的妻子。
And he went through all the facilities in Chengdu, couldn't find his wife.
所以上个周主日他去参加敬拜的时候被抓了。
And last week, while he was attending worship, he was apprehended.
然后五天的时间在拘留所。
And he was detained 5 days.
在这五天里面呢，他发现有一件很奇妙的事情。
And in these 5 days, he realized something wonderful.
因为这个拘留所里头有小偷有妓女，所有的人都爱听他讲事。
Because in this detainment facility, there are all kinds of people there, and they love to hear him.
他刚刚是个就是说刚刚觉知还不敢受洗的一个。
And he just believed in Christ, and he was not even baptized yet.
他说你们，他把他称为教授，说教授你再讲一遍。就是那个耶稣的事儿。
And they asked.
我怎么听得这么过瘾
？They asked him because he's a professor. Asked him, professor, could you repeat again about this Jesus? It's so interesting.
当前天他被释放的时候。
And the day before yesterday he was released.
大家都舍不得这个教授走。
They were very reluctant for this professor to leave.
然后他们花自己的钱买了热水壶，然后把水壶藏起来。
And they spent their own money to buy a hot water flask and hid it.
在他离开之前说要让你为你洗脚。
And so before he leaves, they wanted to wash his feet.
因为你知道，在这个拘留所里头，那个棚子都是漏的。
And you know that in the facility, all these the best basins are
leaking. 他要把这个东西塞起来，让他洗脚。
And they have to.
他回来跟这个长老的师母来说的时候，感恩的不得了。
So when he recounts this to the wife of the elder, he was so grateful.
还有一个小孩子，像我们中间的小孩子一样。
And there is one child among us, like a child among us.
他父亲被抓，说是寻衅滋事罪被抓了。
His father was charged and was detained.
他呢就给警察叔叔写封信。
And so he wrote a letter to the policeman.
他说我们的习主席说了，人民有信仰，国家有力量。
And he says that our premier has said if a people have religion, then the country will be strong.
他说我们真正是有信仰啊。
And he says we truly have religion.
那你为什么说我们是非法？为什么说我们是邪教呢
？And how can you say that we're illegal and that we're a cult？
什么是真正的敬拜呢
？What is true worship？
当我们把自己当做活祭献上的时候
，When we treat ourselves as living sacrifice and
因为有一位把他自己献上，就是耶稣基督。
Because there is one who has given us his life.
他来的时候就已经把墨药预备了。
When he came, the mayor was
是他上十字架的时候涂抹他的。
It was to anoint him before he go up.
给他有香味的。
To give him this perfume.
这是我们披戴耶稣基督的人。
And that is us who
把我们的身体献上当做活祭。
That we put on Christ, we anoint ourselves with this aroma.
我们的代价太小了。
And our price is too small.
如果今天真的是有警察在这儿，我不知道我们教会有多少人。
If we truly hear there are policemen here today,
包括我可能也颠了。
Perhaps I will not even be here as well.
上帝，但是有恩典，不是我们的力量。
But God has His grace. It's not by
our strength. 不要以为这是血肉之躯的征战。
Don't think that this is the war of the flesh.
看不见的比看得见的更加有威严。
The invisible has greater power than the visible.
如果你像诗篇的作者不断地说你寻求他的面，寻求他的能力。
If you are like the psalmist and says you look, seek for the face of God and His power.
上帝仍然可以翻转。
And God will turn this tide.
耐心等候天明的时候。
And we wait patiently for the dawn to come.
第三个预言，我来说是耶稣基督的拯救。
And the third prophecy I say is the salvation in Jesus Christ.
上帝的真儿子要拯救上帝的众儿女。
And the true Son of God will rescue the children of God.
13到这个15节这样说，他们去后有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现，说起来带着小孩子同他的母亲逃往埃及，住在那里等我吩咐，因为希律必寻找这孩子，小孩子要除灭他。
And verse 13, now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him.
约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他的母亲往埃及去。
And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt.
往那里，直到希律死了。
And remain there until the death of Herod.
这要应验主借着先知所说的话说，我从埃及招出我的儿子。
And this was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, Out of Egypt I call my son.
希律老狐狸惧怕这个新生了。
And this old fox, Herod, he was afraid of this son. Why?
因为他要永远做王。
Because he wants to be king eternally.
所以他要找这个小耶稣。
So he wanted to hunt for this Jesus.
结果上帝的手比他大。托梦给约瑟，指引他到埃及躲避。
But God's hand is more sovereign than him. He gave Joseph a dream to bring him down to Egypt.
当这个大希律死的时候，耶稣才和他的父母亲离开埃及，回到以色列拿撒勒。
So when this great Herod died, then Jesus with his parents came back from Egypt.
马太就意识到这件事情是一个旧约的成就。
And Matthew sensed that this is a fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy.
何西亚书的第十一章一节说，以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，就从埃及招出来我的儿子。
And just in chapter 11 of Hosea, verse 1, it says, When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son.
何西亚呼召当时是被掳的以色列人从巴比伦从那里出来。
Hosea is calling out to this people of Israel who are in exile to come out.
用了当年耶和华早年把以色列从埃及为奴地方买赎出来的这个光景说他们。
And is using the scene of how God has redeemed his people from Egypt.
马太说，如果幼年的耶稣基督离开埃及回到以色列，如同一个新的出埃及。
And this young Jesus who came out from Egypt back to Israel is like a new Israel coming out.
他说耶稣自己就是一个新的以色列人，代表以色列人。
And Jesus himself is a new Israelite representing all Israelites.
我们知道旧约说以色列人是上帝的儿子。
We know that in the Old Testament, the Israelites are the children of God.
然后我们现在很清楚，上帝的一个独生子就是耶稣基督。
And now we clearly have the only begotten Son, who is Jesus
Christ. 他整个的一生来重现以色列人应该的活法。
And his whole life represents what an Israelite should live.
你就想想他降生的时候。
And you have to think on the day when he was born.
他长大的时候，他知道他是要去哪里。
And when he grew up,
上哥哥他要死的。
He knew of his life mission.
这种压力超过我们在座的任何一个人。他知道明天。我刚刚为什么说？你不知道明天是好事。
And just now I say why it's good for us to be ignorant about tomorrow.
因为你承受不了。
Because you cannot bear the pressure.
但是耶稣必须承受这件事。
But Jesus must bear that pressure.
但是他不是一个再失败的意思。
But he is no longer an Israel who failed.
是一个忠心孝顺他的天父。
He is an a filial obedient child to his father.
要把相信他的以色列人和外邦人都从罪和恐惧中带领出来。
He is to lead his people who are in sin and Egypt out from there.
所以马太福音是很清楚的说，耶稣的名的意思就是把他的百姓从罪恶中、从恐惧中、从那个 tyranny 中拯救出来。
That's why Matthew is very clear that Jesus means to save his people from the tyranny of sin and corruption.
耶稣在他公开侍奉前，其实就是一个完美顺服。
So before he was even baptized and started his ministry, he was a perfect line.
以至于他后来可以完美地承受这个祭司的职格，君王性的祭司。
So that he can be the perfect priestly king later on.
第四个预言。
And the fourth prophecy.
不光耶稣身体受逼迫，他的肢体也受逼迫。
Not just that his body, not just Jesus himself will be persecuted, but his body will be persecuted as well.
在十六到十八节这样说。
In chapter and verses 16 to 18, it's
这个大希律王见到自己被博士逆弄了，就大发怒，差人将这个伯利恒城里并四境所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细查问的时候，凡两岁以下的都杀尽。
So Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time they ascertained.
这就应验了先知耶利米的话说。
And then he has fulfilled the word spoken by prophet Jeremiah.
在喇嘛听见嚎啕大哭的声音，是拉结哭他儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在。
A voice was heard in Ramah weeping in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more.
感谢主，我们教会今天用马太福音来讲论圣诞节，真是非常合意的。
Thanks be to God that this year we are preaching through Matthew for Nativity because it's very apt.
我不认为我们的牧师是那种先知先觉。
I don't know whether our pastor has that prophet gift in him.
他顶多知道说今年二月份有一个新的宗教政策。
At most, he knows that in February there is this new regulations of persecution.
我相信他的用意是提醒我们北美在这种比较安详的这个所谓的圣诞节的气氛里面。
I think it's to remind us that in this relatively more comfortable place in America, in this season of Advent,
跟第一个圣诞节的气氛实际是很不同的。
It's very different from the very first Christmas that.
马太笔下的圣诞节是一个白色恐怖的圣诞节。
And the Christmas that Matthew described is a terrible, terrifying Christmas.
因为有一个要永远做王的希律杀了他认为可能要继他位的这个。
Because a king who wants to be king eternally, Herod, has killed all this child because of one threat.
为什么马太说耶稣是一个像是一个约瑟呢？新的约瑟呢？为什么我这样说
？And why does Matthew describe Jesus as the new Joseph?
因为在希律的屠杀中，如同弟兄彼此陷害，卖到埃及的为奴的约瑟一样的。
Because in the killing of these children, it's like the brothers of Joseph who have bickering and have sold him to Egypt.
导致母亲拉结哀哭她的儿子。
So that Rachel was weeping for her children.
所以这件事情后来被耶利米在被掳的时候抓出来，告诉整个以色列消亡的哀歌。
And then later on in Jeremiah, it was Jeremiah took up this image and to tell them of this sorrow of killing their kings.
我不知道你今天的感受是什么。
I don't know what you're feeling when you read this.
因为如果你想想约瑟被卖拯救了以色列人全家当时因为饥荒的缘故。
If you think of Joseph being sold and he later then saved his entire family because of the famine.
耶稣基督其实被卖是要做更大的赎价。
Jesus Christ was sold to be a greater sacrifice for all.
所以他说在这件事情上要应验一件事情要杀人的这件事情是要将来要借着耶稣基督应验。
And through this killing of Herod, it will be it is to fulfill the thing that will be done by Jesus.
基督遭受逼迫，他的教会也遭受逼迫。
Jesus is persecuted; his church will also be persecuted.
在这个罪恶的世界做见证。
And there will be a testimony in this sinful world.
当你做见证的时候
，when you bear witness,
必然要为义受苦。
You will be persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
因为在香港有两个月的时间，我对这个岛有更多的了解。
And while I was in Hong Kong for 2 months, I understand the island slightly better.
这个地方实际上是一个中国经常的一个避风港。
And that
很多逃亡的人到那里去。
That place is actually a refuge for a lot of people who run away from China.
我们这代人可能大概知道六四，但是在以前的时候，在二战期间，在一战的时候，香港就是一个逃难的地方。
Hong Kong has always been a place of refuge, even before 64, even before the World Wars.
所以在这个过程中，我开始比较了解。香港人怎么看我们这些大陆人
？And so during that time, I understood a lot better how the people in Hong Kong view us in China. It's very complicated.
在他们九七之前，他们是不太喜欢英国统治他们。
Before 97, they don't like the UK rule.
当回归大陆的时候，他们跟大陆有一点的蜜月期。
And so when they return back to China, they have a slight honeymoon period with China.
但现在完全不一样。
But now it's entirely different.
新王的兴起。
Now with the race of the new king.
高铁修到了香港的地中心九龙港。
When this rail has come down.
任何时间抓人可以在香港的中心抓了就出去了。
And they can apprehend anybody in Kowloon and bring them away.
当然很方便，非常方便。
It's very very convenient, of course.
所以这为什么有香港的雨伞运动
？And that's why you have this movement, 雨伞 in umbrella in Hong Kong.
你们注意的人可以知道，就我读到一些香港的神学家写的东西，包括这个。香港大学崇基学院这个院长邢福珍写的《被掳的香港》，从这个英国的手下回到大陆的政府，两次的被掳。
Read an article by a theologian in Hong Kong.
你不要完全同意他的观点。
And that the Hong Kong is being exiled from even from UK now back to China.
那最近在他的一个帖子里，他这样写的：圣诞节的故事跟我们今天讲的是一个生下来做犹太人之王的，怎么样对一个独裁的统治者带来威胁。
And then he has a recent article and says that how this newborn king has brought a threat to a dictator, and I think it's very, very wise there.
因为当耶稣降生的时候，他说他是个永生王。
Because when Jesus was born, he said that he is an eternal king.
而任何在这个世上贪图权力，有一种终极的权力控制所有的人，一定觉得是威胁。
And any dictator who will want to seize power will think of him as a threat.
无论是独裁的国家，还是中国的大陆。
Whether or not it's dictatorship or in China.
他们今天过的圣诞节是很像第一个圣诞节。
The Christmas that they have is very much like the first Christmas, isn't it so?
不管你说话不说话。
Whether you say or you voice out publicly or not.
这个河南的教会。
And the church in Henan.
四千个教会没有说过什么话。
And there,
没有发过言。
There are 4,000.
4,000 个。
There's 4,000 churches that has never said anything.
十字架被拆，教会被关，所有东西一炉而光。
And they all.
这是中国的情形，弟兄姐妹们，哭泣吧。
This is the situation in China that they have not spoken anything, but they have been.
我不是在怨你们，你们不知道。
Deprived.
因为消息被封锁。
Because all the news have been stopped from coming out as well.
一个独裁者。
And there's a dictator.
他把耶稣会看为一个竞争者。
He will see Jesus as his rival.
但是他应该知道，他不是全能，也不是全智。
But he knew that he is limited as well.
他既不全善，更不是全爱。
And he is not all loving.
没有什么太多的见识。
There is not much things that he knows.
但是要把这个国家带到哪里去？
But where is he leading his country, dear brothers and sisters?
教会在这个时候跟这个国家和民族是不是要同心同德？
And should the church be aligned with this country?
显然不是。
Of course not.
我们要同心同德的是上帝的儿子耶稣基督要建立的教会。
And the heart that we should align with is the heart of Jesus Christ for the church.
今天受苦的教会在哪里？
And where is the persecuted church today?
我们祷告的声音在哪里？
And where is the voice of our prayer today?
主啊，我不知道。
I don't know.
这会持续多久？
I don't know how long this will last.
有一点风吹草动，整个国家的资源来打一个教会。
And just a little bit of fear, and all the resources of the country come upon this church.
为什么稳呢？怎么维稳呢？
How can you maintain stability?
我不认为是维护这个国家的稳定。
I don't think this is the maintaining the stability of the country.
是要维持他自己的统治。
But instead, to maintain his rule.
他今天要听到以赛亚书第九章说的话，政权要在他的肩上。
And today he will hear the word of Isaiah that the government shall be on his
shoulder. 平安和权力要统治，要扩展这件事情。
And
就是上帝借着他的儿子在教会中掌权。
And peace and righteousness will rule in the church in the kingdom of God through his son Jesus.
其实，在中国大陆，不光是基督徒受迫害，受迫害最厉害的是伊斯兰教。
Actually, the one that's persecuted the most in China is not Christian, but the Muslims.
上百万的人进入集中营。
And millions of them have entered into training
camp. 我不认为这些人都是恐怖主义者。
Not all of them are terrorists.
他们应该有信仰的自由。
They should have religious freedom.
成都秋雨之福教会情况你们知道很多。
And for the Covenant Early Rain Covenant Church in Chengdu, you know a lot of news about them.
当王一牧师师母被抓，这一般的长老被抓，弟兄姐妹被抓。
When the pastor, his wife, the elders, and the congregants were detained,
他不定他们宗教罪。
They don't charge them with.
这是他们恐惧的。
They don't charge them with accusation of religion.
所以他定一个更大的罪。
And they charge them with a greater accusation.
煽动颠覆国家政权罪。
Is to incite the subversion towards the government.
一个政府怎么会害怕一个牧师？
How can a government be afraid of a singular pastor?
你想起希特的时代了吗？
Have you thought of the time in Hitler?
想起文革的时代了吗？
And you thought of the time in the Cultural Revolution?
因为如果教会只肯承认顺服，只拜那个君王耶稣基督为主宰。
If the church has only received and worshiped Jesus Christ as the only Lord.
不是说其他的外部的规定我们不遵守。
It's not that you don't obey any other law and order.
但是在教会里承认说没有其他的权利高于耶稣基督的权利的时候，我们实际上是受威胁的。
But in the church, when we acknowledge that there's no higher authority, we are actually in threat.
我是在讲关于生命和金钱的事情。
Where we're talking about godliness and worship.
所以我特别的感谢我们这个教会。
So I'm very thankful for our church.
在圣诞节这个星期五的这个敬拜晚会上。
And on the Friday, on our Christmas celebration,
我讲讲我的心情。
And I will share about my reflection.
特别是有一段弟兄姐妹用不同的乡音朗诵这些圣诞经文的时候。
And especially when different brothers and sisters are reading scriptures in different dialects.
让我想起大陆的教会。
I think of the church in China.
当有舟山的话语响起来的时候，我想起这个浙江2000多个十字架被拆，很多的教堂被封被炸。
And I thought of the
教牧同工被抓入监狱。
The churches in Zhejiang who has been robbed and also their people has been detained.
当河南话响起的时候，我想起这4000多个被拆。被封的河南教会。
When the dialect in Henan was recited,
记住，他们没有任何的公开言论，只有在教会中宣讲耶稣基督是主。
And they have not voiced out publicly.
这就是他们的罪名。
But because they have, they only preached Jesus faithfully in the church.
你每个人的普通话都说得很好。金枪一响起来的时候，我想起守望教会、西安教会。
And I heard when another dialect is read, I reminded us of the church in Beijing.
有好多你不知道的教会被关闭的。
And there are many other churches that has been shut down that you do not heard of.
当广东话说出来的时候，我就想起广东的归正圣经教会和荣桂里最老的在南方的家庭教会。
When Cantonese
都被关闭。
Was spoken, I thought of the churches in Guangzhou and Rongguili and all the churches there who has been shut down.
再不要说我所熟悉的成都秋雨之父教会、神学院、人文学院。那些弟兄姐妹，我在他们中间彼此相识、认识，有10年的时间之久。
And of course, the church that I'm personally connected with in Chengdu, with all the brothers and sisters who I've been have personal contact with them for more than 10 years.
我求大家一件事。
And I ask of you one thing.
在你们星期一的上午的时候。
That on your Monday morning.
你为那个圣诞节夜晚中国教会来祷告。
You pray for the Christmas night in China.
我不知道有多少军警会出发。
I don't know how many police will be activated.
如果每一个基督徒都胆敢去聚会的话，
If every Christian were to be bold to go for a meeting,
中国大概有8000万基督徒，
and there's about 800 million Christians.
你觉得有多少警察呢？
How many policemen are there?
要抓这种手无寸铁的人吗？
Is to
和平敬拜的吗？
Apprehend all these Christians.
请你们祷告。
Please pray for the Christmas Eve service.
因为他们在这个漫长的黑夜里面，
Because in this endless night,
他们挂念亲人，
they are thinking of their relatives,
担心出门被抓，
they are afraid of being apprehended when they go out,
害怕深夜被疯狂的敲门声响起，
and they are afraid of this incessant knocking on the door.
再比如说那种莫须有的罪名和羞辱。
Now, of course, all these accusations has been hauled upon them.
想象你的单位的领导跟你说，你干嘛去教会？
And think about just your director asking you, why are you going to church?
为什么要去那个教会？
Why are you going to that church?
你带着这种心情为他们。
You pray with such an attitude and heart.
我们是不是以福音为耻？
Are we ashamed of the gospel?
耶稣被称为是被藐视的人。
And Jesus is a person who is despised.
我不来读这段经文，从19到23节。
We'll read this section in scripture, verses 19 through 23.
我就特别强调，就是梦中指示的时候呢，他回到了加利利。
And especially emphasizing that when he's been instructed in a dream to return back to Galilee.
23节说，到了这座城，名叫这个拿撒勒，就住在那里，这是要应验先知所说的话，他将称为拿撒勒人的话。
And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, he shall be called a Nazarene.
虽然圣经中没有一句话跟这个旧约中跟这个一模一样。
Even though there's not one single saying in the Old Testament that's exactly like this,
马太可能使用静音，耶稣是这个耶稣的根。
Matthew may be using a similar sounding words that he's the root of Jesse, the Nazarene.
或者参孙那样的称为拿西尔人，从小就分别为圣，被圣灵所充满。
Or he's alluding to like Samson as a Nazarite that he's.
或者以赛亚书53章，约翰福音1章。
Or even in Isaiah 53 in John 1.
甚至被说拿撒勒有什么好人呢？
As to say, what good can Nazareth, can anything come out of Nazareth?
今天在中国政府的眼里是什么呢？
And what's the reason for the Chinese government?
求你圣约教会有什么好人呢？
What's the good things that can come out from?
他们是跟拿撒勒人一起的。
They are with the Nazarenes.
那我们是不是说我们跟随这个拿撒勒人耶稣基督？
But do we acknowledge that we follow this Nazarene?
不用一枪一刀。
We don't have to have any weapons.
承认说我们是大公教会的一部分。
And to acknowledge that
我们不是异端，我们是正统。
We are not a cult, but we are the orthodox.
他在说我们改革宗的是异端，你知道吗？
They are saying that the reformed churches are had
宗教改革的人都是异端。
That all those who goes and protests is a cult.
他就盯住这个教会，而这个教会在教义上是跟我们一样的。
And they're just
Westminster Confession 三个都有。
They're just focusing on this church, which has all the Westminster standards, just like our church has.
我相信在新约中这个应许的应验是在彼得的五旬节的时候所说的话。
And I believe that this prophecy is the same as what Peter has said in Pentecost.
他对着一个瘫痪的人，如同今天教会瘫痪一样，他说：“我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督名，请你起来行走。”
And Peter said to a lame, he says, "By the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I command you to stand up and walk."
亲爱的 OCECC 的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers of OCECC,
靠着耶稣的名站立起来吧。
And with the strength of Jesus, stand up.
不是用疯狂的方式。
It is not with manner of wild mannerisms.
真正的爱主传福音
but with the heart for God to preach the gospel,
你奉他的名
and by His name,
耶稣基督谦卑的道成肉身
Jesus Christ
表明什么呢？不是名声的问题
has humbly come in His flesh. It's not for His reputation.
出生一点都不名贵
He is not honored at all in His birth.
在马槽里
in the barn.
死的时候跟强盗同钉十字架
and when He died, He's like a robber.
从犹太人眼里这算什么？
And in the eyes of the Jews, what are they? Those who are hanging on the trees cursed. Is it so?
被希腊人看来是没有智慧。
And to the Greeks, it's a foolishness.
跟这个政府说什么话？你说没用，他反正是不理你，而且会把你制裁了。
How can you reason with this government because they will oppress you anyways?
但是十字架道理真的是让人听起来不舒服。
But the way of the cross is really uncomfortable for all.
是对人极大的否定。
It's a great discouragement.
福音在说什么呢？
What does the gospel say?
我们这些亚当的后代是没有办法真正做一个人。其实我都胆小。
And that we as successors of Adam, we can never truly be a true man.
这是为什么耶稣要来做一个真正的人。
And that's why Jesus has to come.
为什么他说在他里面有真自由？
And that in him there is true freedom.
作为新的亚当，新以色列人，新人类代表。
As the new Adam, the new humanity, and the new Israel.
他降生在南国。
He came in this Israel.
要生长在北国。
And he was born in the south and he was raised in the north.
再说什么？如果你了解耶稣基督在四福音的所有的举动的时候，他南北国要统一起来。
And if you understand all the movements that he have in the north and the south is to unite the kingdom.
因为在他来之前，南北国已经分裂了。
Because before he came, the north and the south were already separated.
回归不过是昙花一现。
They couldn't be reunited together.
他要重新联合犹大和以色列。
He wants to unite again Israel and Judah.
要把福音传到地极。
And to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
福音今天的挑战我们美国人和中国人。
And the gospel challenges today in America and in China.
任何一个狭义的民族主义。
And all kinds of narrow nationalism.
你若不以福音为耻。
If you are not ashamed of the gospel.
你必须要接纳一个犹太被咒诅的王。
You must accept.
拿撒勒人有什么好人？
An accursed king of the Jews.
福音教会有什么好人？
What is there any good in
this? 改革宗有什么好人？
Why is there good in the Reformed?
耶稣基督的教会有什么好人？
Why are there any good peoples in the Church of Jesus Christ?
我们敢说我们不是好人。是的，我们不是好人。
We thank God and say we are no good people.
我们本来应该是跟他一样的，钉在十字架上的两个强盗。
We are to be like him, to be nailed to the cross like the robbers.
但是这个道成肉身的君王为我们死了。
But this incarnated king has died
for us. 把他完美的公义良善给了我们所有信靠他的人。
He's given us his perfect righteousness, goodness.
这是我们的力量。
This is our strength.
这是我们的泉源。
This is the source of our power.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你愿让他做你的主宰吗
？Are you willing to let him to be your sovereign lord?
为受逼迫的祷告。
Pray for those who are being persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
我们教会有支持了很多的事工。
Our church has supported many ministries.
其中一个机构的。总裁写了一个用希伯来书13:3来祷告。
Or the head of the organization has wrote with Hebrews 13 to pray.
为那些受捆绑的，如同你们捆绑一样来祷告。
To pray for those who are persecuted as though you are in persecution yourself.
我们的记性都不会很久。
And
我们的记性都不会太好。
Our memory is not really good.
但是我可以请你记，在13:3的时候，每一天在圣诞节期间，你可以为逼迫的中国教会祷告吗？
But can you please pray
13:3
Pray for the persecuted church every day on 13:03.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
朋友们
Friends, dear friends.
这五个应验成就不过是四福音书的一本里头的一章而已
These five fulfillments of this prophecies only from one chapter of this book.
我们已经发现圣诞节降生的时候意义非同寻常。
We know that the first Christmas has a truly significant meaning.
上帝仍然用他降生的这种白色的恐怖，在激励弟兄姐妹。
And God is using even this terror to inspire and encourage us. And to acknowledge our fear. To acknowledge our weakness. But knowing that from everlasting to everlasting, God is sovereign. He has arranged all these details.
显明这件教导成肉身成为我们中间一位的儿子对他国度的重要性
And to show the significance of us children in his kingdom
求主给我们同感一灵
May God give us the united spirit in us
一同来求告神
And to cry upon him in the same way
一同来祷告
And to pray
一同来纪念
And to remember
如同我们被捆锁一般
Just as we are bound ourselves
我们来祷告
Let's pray
上帝的众子啊
Lord,
你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，归给他。
The children of the Lord, you are to render unto God His glory.
要将耶和华名所当的荣耀归给他，以圣洁的装饰来敬拜他，就是披戴耶稣基督。
And render upon Him the glory, and to worship Him in good raiments, which is Jesus Christ.
在洪水泛滥之后，耶和华依旧坐着为王。
In the times of the flood, the Lord still reigns as king. Because he will reign forever and ever.
我们特别祈求你, 赐力量给你的百姓,
we especially pray that you will give strength to your people. And you will give them the blessings of peace to your people.
这样祷告感恩,
we pray this in the name of